listener production.
Good morning, Lizzie Viger here, and welcome to Far North Queensland local news. Checking the weather first, 28 degrees with a morning shower for Cairns today, down to 21 degrees tonight. Mareeba, 25 degrees and partly cloudy, down to 18 degrees tonight. Making news today, June 1. The latest from the Regional Movers Index. A way to raise funds for prostate cancer research, and Tablelands Regional Council has approved a new multi-million dollar project. Growing employment and business opportunities are continuing to fuel migration to regional centres. The latest quarterly Regional Movers Index reveals Far North Queensland welcomed scores of new residents in search of a tree change over the past year, recording a 56% jump in population for the Atherton Tablelands. Economist Paul Fowler says that trend is unlikely to slow down anytime soon.
We're seeing continued growth in agriculture. We're seeing continued growth in healthcare. We're seeing continued resilience of the retail sector, notwithstanding increases in cost of living. So overall, we remain very optimistic in terms of the outlook for our regions.
The preliminary design of the $20 million Pryors Creek Precinct project has been approved by Tablelands Regional Council. Mayor Rod Marty says council has committed $8.5 million to deliver Stage 1, with additional funding being sought after from state and federal governments for additional stages. The precinct would feature an urban plaza, 1,000-seat amphitheatre, a nature-based playground and shared paths, while also showcasing Indigenous culture and public art. And in other news, Far North Queensland residents are being called on to break the stigma and take action for Men's Health Week. The Perfect Match initiative is encouraging locals to tackle 22 Ks and raise funds for prostate cancer research. Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia spokesperson Jim Lloyd says there is a reason why 22 Ks has been specifically chosen.
Unfortunately, 22 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer in Australia every day, and it's an extremely common cancer affecting men, and we've got to do everything we can to increase research and increase funding for that research.
For more information, head to perfectmatch.org.au. Taking a look at local sport, after trailing 16 points to 18 with 7 minutes of the game left, Queensland dug deep, coming back to win 26 points to 18 in last night's State of Origin match against New South Wales. Cowboys fans will be celebrating Reuben Cotter being named Player of the Match in the Maroons' remarkable victory over the Blues. Cotter says it's an incredible feeling that he can't explain.
Yeah, I can't explain it. It was, so good to get the win, and just how we stuck in there and we fought hard, especially in that second half, going man down and just stuck in the fight.
And Queensland and New South Wales rivalry will continue tonight when the women take to the field for their first game of Origin. Coming off the back of a loss last year, Maroons coach Tani Norris says the team are looking to win both games.
I think the girls are primed and ready to go. They're fighting fit, and the girls have been outstanding in their preparation.
All the action kicks off tonight in Sydney from 7:45 p.m. And now you're up to date with what's happening in FNQ and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.